The Ladies at UX Amsterdam Mentorship Program is sponsored by the UX Design Institute, and you can find our special link in the show notes to grab yourself a 200 euro discount. Hi everyone, my name is Ejesu. I am a business analyst working at Unless. I am also a co-organizer at Ladies at UX Amsterdam for the last 2 years and living in the Netherlands for the last 7 years. In our last episode, we talked about the mentee experience now that the fourth edition of our mentorship program is about to get started. And today I have some special mentors with us to tell us about their experience as well. Irene, would you like to start by introducing yourself?
Yes, sure. As Sue mentioned, my name is Irene. I am a product designer for around 4 or 5 years now. I work in Picnic Technologies here in Amsterdam, and I've been living in the city for 3 years, but I'm originally from Spain.
Hi, my name is Gabriela, and I'm a UX designer working at Kubloo. I am originally from Brazil, and I have been living here in the Netherlands, in The Hague, for 2 years now.
Cool. Great to have you both here with us. Just to get started, we had a little bit of a chat before recording, and I know that you have both been a mentor once and also a mentee at the same time. So we can get started with the first question, which is, what were your expectations from the mentorship program when you first joined?
I didn't have a lot of expectations, but I really wanted to help out other designers. And when I started working and when I started in this industry, I learned so much from articles and podcasts and YouTubes. I just really wanted to give back to the community. So it was just really wanted to help out other designers, meet people as well, like make friends in the industry. I didn't know anyone here, so it was really good for that.
I agree completely. I love it. I think I was on the same lines. I was definitely looking for an opportunity to give a bit back, grow myself with my confidence, with my skills and communication and all that. Feel again like a student. I realized that it had been a while since I talked to someone who was starting in the industry, and I really liked that feeling of motivation and excitement. So I wanted to connect with people like that again.
Oh, that sounds nice. And how did you decide to become a mentor?
In my case, I was always looking for an excuse to basically help out. And I had all of these insecurities to think that I could become a teacher or that I could really help anyone out, because I always felt that I was too junior or not experienced enough. But thanks to the program, I realized that it was very simple. I can join this community that is very relaxed and it's going to be very easygoing. So I didn't have to put a lot of pressure on myself, and I just rashly sign up. And I think it was a really great decision, because you are always going to help anyone regardless of your insecurities about if you are senior enough. So for sure it was something that I would recommend to anyone.
Yeah, for me it was very similar. I think I also really wanted to help out. When I joined the program as a mentee, I saw that I could also become a mentor, so that was very interesting. And for me, also to make that connection with someone that's similar to you. So for example, my mentee, she also transitioned from a different industry to design. And it was just great to talk about that with someone else and help them make that transition. So even though at the time I didn't have a lot of experience as a UX designer, I could still help out in some way. So it's really great.
That's a very good point indeed. There's always someone that knows less than you that you can help, or has less experience than you. And going through our applications, I can also tell our listeners, we have mentees who maybe have 1 year of experience, or they're currently studying to become designers. So there's definitely things that you can help them with if you have a few years of experience. And I will also use this moment to say that currently we've made over 100 matches already, but we are still looking for more mentors. So if you're on the fence about it, now is the moment. You can join. We'll put a link in the description so you can also sign up still as a mentor. Or if you have any friends who you think would be great mentors, let them know as well, please. Moving on. Last year was a bit of a curveball. We were hoping to have lots of events and workshops, and it was going to be this great mentorship program. But then, of course, with the pandemic, everything had to go remote. Did you have any challenges with that process?
For me, I think the biggest challenge was with the screen time. I really expected to meet my mentee in person, and that didn't happen yet. But yeah, after a day of working on calls like this, is a little bit harder thing to get into more screen time.
Fair enough. Maybe this year you'll meet them.
Yes, hopefully.
In my case, I was also trying to plan time face-to-face together because we were both okay with meeting at some point, but because it probably started right when the Netherlands had the first wave and it hit in the right moment, it was a bit up in the air. But I think we were able to overcome that and just try to connect or put a bit of good energy in our sessions because it was a good time during the week that we had to both enjoy. So I agree, more screen time was not wanted, but you can make it work.
Fair enough. I think in previous editions, what we saw more often would be that people would meet at a cafe. So then it's a warm place and they can just chat over coffee, especially at the beginning. This year, we saw some couples that would meet up at a park from a distance, maybe with some coffee to go and still have that conversation. But of course, it depends on your situation. And we do have people joining from outside the Netherlands as well. So it may not be possible for everyone, but if you feel comfortable and if you're safe. So what was your experience like as a mentor? And we can keep it broad for now, and then we have more questions later.
I think I definitely enjoyed it. I grew a lot as a person. I think I was, if I remember when I started, how I was feeling about my experience, my growth in my career. And towards the end, I realized that I had a lot to give. I had a lot to share, and it was really appreciated. And I created a real connection with my mentees. So it was really rewarding. So in general, my experience was really positive and something that I have been really addicted to since then. I really like coaching and mentoring since then. So I really enjoyed it.
I also learned a lot from the experience, and it's really surprising because you join as a mentor, so you can also learn a lot, but it's also very rewarding to see your mentee grow and how much you learn during the program. So that's also really nice.
Cool. And did you find that this experience helped you outside the mentorship? So maybe some things that you learned within the program that you got to use elsewhere?
Yeah, I think that for me, I learned a lot about giving feedback and also about working with a designer that has a different level of experience. That's also that something that helped me on my work. So I definitely learned a lot from that.
I agree. I think feedback was definitely a strongest takeaway. I also experienced a lot of growth in my communication skills because, as we were talking about earlier, it's not the same to present to a group of experienced and professional colleagues that know about the topic, and you can have different level of communication. So when you talk indeed with someone that is not so familiar or might not be as fast picking up terms, you have to switch your brain and switch how you explain this. That is something that you definitely take away from this experience.
You have to go back to the beginning, what it was like you when you were first getting started.
Exactly.
Nice. So to give us a better idea before we go further on, what were your mentees looking for? Were they hoping to work on their hard skills or soft skills? Was it about portfolio reviews or leadership skills?
My mentee, she was looking to develop her hard skills and build up her portfolio. But we also got into like the general design process overall.
My mentee had a parallel program while she was with me. So she was studying UX and UI at this academy. So she basically wanted professional view in UX, and she wanted a bit more coaching and validation and from someone that already was working in the Netherlands, because her goal was to find a job towards the end of the mentorship. She had a bit of background in research and so on. So she also wanted to improve her hard skills in UI.
So what I'm hearing from both of you is that it's actually a mix of the two, which makes sense at the end of the day. Gabriela, you mentioned portfolios, and I'm curious to hear, especially in a remote setting, what was that like trying to work on a portfolio with someone or give feedback on it and or make changes?
Yeah, I think that we could make it work. In general, going over her portfolio and seeing what's missing, what could be improved, that's something that you can do remotely. But we could also get sometimes into situations where we were working on something together on Figma, and I would try to explain something to her. I couldn't show like what I was doing on my keyboard, and we could get into a tricky situation like this. That's actually funny, but other than that, it was fine as well.
Fair enough. Yeah, I recently had a similar experience with a developer from our team where he had to show me something that is in a test environment, but he cannot let me use his mouse remotely, and it can get a little messy sometimes, but we do with what we can. By the time this episode airs, most of you will likely have received their matching email and will be in the process of scheduling your first call. So this is probably a good time to ask our guests, what was your first call like? Did you have any strategies for breaking the ice and making it a little less awkward?
In my case, I basically tried to switch off a bit my mind from work, because it was the last meeting of the day right after work. So I tried to change my mindset, go to a different room, to the living room, try to feel like I was going to talk with a friend and have a conversation and a chat. For sure, that was very important that we got to know each other. The camera had to be on, and we both talked a bit about who we are, our lives, why we are doing this mentorship program, and what we wanted out of it, both of us, but very informally. We didn't set any goals. We just discussed them a bit briefly, because we also wanted to get to know how each other, how we are.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, Gabriela?
Yeah, for me, it was also very relaxed and just a getting to know each other session. So we just introduced ourselves and talked about our experience and our hobbies, and also what we expected to get from the program, but not into much details, just in overall. It didn't take too long. It was just introducing session.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what I'm hearing from both of you is that indeed the first call is just a lot more about the introduction, and you don't have to get so specific with the goals just yet, but discover each other first.
Yeah.
And did you face any challenges during the program? This is, again, a broad question, so you can take it any way you like.
In my case, I think we didn't have moments that were really challenging, but for sure, because it was a pretty long program, we had to keep up motivation, and we just had to be a bit proactive and have a bit of check-ins throughout the process to talk about other things, not just design work, but are we on the right track? Are we meeting the end goal? And how was she feeling about her progress? Also, we threw in here and there some sessions that were a bit more practical and fun, just to not discuss about design or have a long conversation, but just play with Figma and have something practical out of it. So that was it, basically giving up the motivation.
That is a nice point. So to keep the motivation, changing things around and trying different things and checking in. So indeed, like you're talking to a friend and not just a colleague, not just about design and the tasks you have to do, but hey, how are you doing? Are we going towards your goals? And so on. And what about you, Gabriela? I remember that you had a bit of a hard time teaching hard skills, and you had to do some learnings there.
Yeah, exactly. I think that for me, teaching hard skills was a discovery process, and we tried a few different methods at first. And for us, what worked best was really to have a project together. So we decided to do the daily why challenge. For me, it was great because she would have something concrete to present every week and something that I could give a very solid feedback on. So it keeps also the like a constant flow of feedback, and I think it's really nice and something that's not so time consuming as well for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when it comes to hard skills, you have to get your hands dirty.
Yeah.
And I believe for this you used the, yeah. So you use the daily UI challenges for this, and maybe also Irene, in your case, your mentee had some homework. So those were things that gave you ideas to not have all the calls be the same, but have concrete things to do each time. That's great. And did you have a strategy for keeping track of communication and goals? We often hear that people use Trello or Google Drive and so on. What was your method?
Yeah, for me, we didn't have anything too formal structured. We just had like the her goals very clear and set at the first moment of the mentorship program. And she would have like some tests to do every week, and that we would discuss on the next ones, or any questions she would have, we would also go through them.
In case we passed the homework from her program, so we had that pretty much fixed. She will share it with me a few days in advance, and I will then propose to her to discuss further something further in detail, a specific topic. We had a Notion to keep track of her initial goals, and we also had a bit of kind of backlog of wishes or topics that we wanted to cover in the future. So that was a really good list to go back to when we ran out of ideas. It was pretty informal as well. So we were able to switch it up during the session and talk about the next one. It was very one-to-one. So we could always change it.
Okay. I really like that idea with the backlog. So here are all the things that I would like to talk about one day if we ever have the time. And then if you have some time in your schedule, here, we just select the next thing from the list. That's great. And indeed, sort of what I heard from both of you was having an agenda for the call. So especially as a mentee, not just showing up to the call and expecting your mentor to do the work, but coming in prepared, knowing what you will discuss in advance. If they gave you assignments, sending them before the call so they can also take a look and give you feedback. I know some mentors like to do it on the call, whereas others like to type it up in advance, so they give it in writing, and then in the call they can discuss further. So how you want to go about that will depend on your preference and your mentee's preference, but always be prepared. And yeah, so we discussed feedback a bit as well, but last weekend while we were doing the matches, we noticed a lot of the mentors actually prefer giving indirect feedback, whereas a lot of the mentees just want direct feedback, like tell me what I need to do so I can become better. Which is a surprising and not surprising answer, I suppose. But did you have to adjust the way that you communicate and or give feedback?
In my case, I remember she was very, very direct in the sense that she really wanted me to be direct, and she asked for honest feedback, to be very Dutch, basically, with my feedback, that I could be totally honest, and she really wanted to learn and grow, so she wouldn't take it personal or anything. We adapted and we learned together how to do it, and we had a good flow. Or my approach is also asking questions at the beginning and also getting a general feeling of how her struggles or how she felt about doing the homework before I go and become very critical. So I can be a bit indirect at first and then have more actionable points and direct feedback after that.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So asking how they feel about it and letting that decide the tone.
Yeah.
And what about you, Gabriella? I believe you also had some questions you were asking.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that's a great method to just ask a lot of questions at first. And I think this way they can also rethink their decisions and maybe get new questions for you, something that can start up a discussion. So I think that's a great way of, instead of just saying what they should do or something, that they can really think about the decisions.
Yeah, so not just saying this is it or this is right or wrong, but lead me through your thinking and what were the decisions that led you to this and so on. And I think especially in design, which can sometimes get quite subjective, or maybe you have personal things that lead you to doing things in a certain way, it helps to ask about the process behind the actions. And we are almost coming towards the end. I have two final questions, a simple one and a tougher one. The first one is, are you still in touch with your mentee?
Yes, I think that we are. Over time, we kind of become friends, and me and my mentee, we really like connected. So we still meet, but not in a structured way like it was during the mentorship. So Now we just meet every once in a while when she has questions or something, then we meet again.
Nice. And I hope you will get to meet them in person as well one day.
Yeah, me too.
I also chat with her from time to time, and not so frequently, but for sure after this session, I'm going to talk with her again and hopefully we connect.
Oh, that's nice. All right. And on to the final and slightly tougher question. What would you recommend to first-time mentors? Do you have any tips?
I think a good tip is to really be consistent with the meetings. So trying to not skip them or keep postponing them too much, because then you can keep a constant flow of like progress with your mentee doing their tests and you giving them feedback and discussing new topics. That's really important to their mentee's growth. Yeah, at least something that really worked for us was to have that side project together. So it doesn't have to be necessarily the daily why, it can be a different project, but something that's going to be more concrete for us, for you to work together and have that feedback on and discussions. That's really helpful. And it's also really fun. So I recommend that.
Nice. Indeed, with any habit, if you skip once, you're more likely to skip again. But having these concrete projects to work on helps you show up, because you know that there's a purpose and a thing that you are getting towards. What about you, Irene?
So a bit about what I said at the beginning, that I think we all just have to become a bit more aware of all the good things that we can give back and just get that confidence that every little story or anecdote that you have, it's going to add up and it's going to be something valuable for your mentee. So wear that confidence suit is going to help you a lot. I think I will also add to Gabriela's story that for sure you can talk a lot about your projects and your designs and so on, but it's good that you nurture a bit this relationship, that it's going to be quite a few months together and you have to check in often, like we mentioned, and you have to talk about the progress, not just the design. I will say that in addition to that, you should prepare a bit for the sessions or think a bit ahead, not too much. You don't need to document everything like we did. I don't think we went too crazy either, but if you think a bit about how you want or the sessions to be or what you want out of them, then you can become very effective and really make an impact in that person's progress and way of learning. So think a bit about it and what you can add to them.
Great, thank you. So be human and know that you have personal experiences, work experiences that you can share and that someone else can benefit from as well. Well, that brings us to the end of our time. Thank you both so much for joining. Before we close the episode, I would like to make a small announcement as well, kind of an update on the current process of the mentorship program. So for anyone listening, we spent last weekend matching over 100 pairs of mentors and mentees. And we had to close the mentee registration due to very high demand. And that brings us to our main final point, which is we are still on the lookout for mentors. So if this conversation encouraged you and you would like to become a mentor as well, there will be a link in the description. You can sign up, you can nudge your friends, nudge your boss, share it in your colleagues and teams everywhere. And we would appreciate your participation as well. Thanks for tuning in today. Make sure to follow us on social media and Slack, and have a nice day.